Yeah, okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, you can absolutely do what he's asking, absolutely. It's been there for quite a while, actually. And SDR Play, I think, is the software package. Anyway, I have one of those single-channel SDRs, SDR Play, or whatever you want to call it, RDSP1. Anyway, you can absolutely do that. There are videos out there, step-by-step. I love the step-by-step stuff. You know, you do this, and it works. And I have been able to track all the airplanes I can hear on a disc coming up on the roof without any problem. I can see airplanes 100 miles away that are reporting in. And Phoenix is very busy, as you well know, Mike. It's a lot of traffic here. So, yes, you can do it. And also with other SDRs, you can do it also. There's just a mountain of information available out there, too much to touch on right now. But it does work. Back to you, Mike, and 5AQM.
N5AQM, this is KM5Y. Thanks, Mike, and we'll get right back to you there, Moy. Hey, Mike, so you're using the RDSP. Yeah, I've got that. I think that mine's a 3-channel or something, probably the same one, with the software package. And so you put a disc cone up on your roof, and did you have to download some add-ins and stuff for that program?
Well, I think the current build that they're pushing out as the latest has it built in anyway. It's all there. If I remember, I updated it, and it was all there. So there's nothing else to do other than you have to set up a virtual cable, and you can link it to some kind of, I forget what the name is. It's not Google Maps, but a mapping software that's out there. It works. It just works. It blew me away. It's like, wow, this worked right out of the gate first time. So, like I say, there are step-by-step things, and I love those, and 5AQM.
Hey, Mike, thank you for that. I'm going to mess around with that. Oh, good, I have another project. Thank you for giving me another project. But that's really cool because it's amazing. I've seen that it pulls stuff down from the MCDU, and I think that's really cool. And I'm going to check that out. So tell me, Moy, did you copy all that, and have you messed with that kind of stuff yet? Over to you, Moy.
In 5, is it actually returning? Yeah, I have definitely seen the ADSB exchange, and that's a very effective bit of data right there, of course. But I think there is still more data that you can probably get from MCDU that I'm not really thinking about off the top of my head. But I know there was an SDR Play module or something that was part of that that I was kind of interested in. Sounded like Mike had a good idea there as well, so I appreciate his ideas to boot. So I'll let you have it back anyway. I just thought I'd throw that out there and see. But anyway, I appreciate you taking care of that tonight, and you have a good evening, and y'all stay nice and warm and safe up there in Big D. We'll see you next time. KM5Y, and this is N5ZIQ Moy over in Houston, Texas. Still warm for now. See you.
N5ZIQ, this is KM5Y. Hey, Moy, nice to meet you. Enjoyed talking to you, fellow Texan, and I'm a little jealous that it's 60 degrees because I just looked. It's 24 down, dropping rapidly, but you know how it is around here. It'll be warm in a few days. I think it's supposed to be in the 70s on Sunday, so we don't have to deal with it for very long. And, yeah, thanks for the information. I think that's really great, and I'm going to mess around with that some myself. I know there's a lot of hobbyists out there, and it's really cool. Cool hobby, so another hobby. So thanks, Moy. I enjoyed it. N5ZIQ, this is KM5Y. We're close to the end. We've got a few more minutes left, so all we're going to take now is in-and-out check-ins. Just to get you on the list, and we appreciate your support. This is Kilo Mike 5 Inky, Net Control for the Absolute Tech Net. Come with your call sign now.
One clarification on my comment, and to do I answer.